from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We've lost Rob.
He may already be at Pebble Beach. Oh, there he is.
That'd be a little kid ass.
Well, he's only got like 20 minutes left before he's officially on vacation.
So how far up your ass is your head?
It's a valid point.
My head is so far up my ass.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
I do. Hi.
Hi.
I was talking to Nemec.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like Andrew Nemec. He's a nice guy. He is.
I'm not doubting it.
Nice young man.
Yes, he is. I don't think he's that young anymore.
I don't know, he always seems so sad to me.
He does seem to have a lot going on.
There's a sadness to him.
Well, every time I talk to him, there's always he's got drama.
He's always like, hey.
Well, he's got that swagger thing going on. So maybe him and Swag should get together and like have
Hold
beers.
Hold on, everybody.
And they can both do deep sighs.
Well, he's being cheered up right now by the great Luke Anderson, who just got back from a run because he's training for Hood to Coast.
Yeah, Luke's got like a Bill Walton thing happening for himself right now.
Yeah, he looks like a hippie.
Did he go headband? Is he headband?
Yeah, he's going
headband.
Yeah,
he goes headband. He's got the long hair and the beard. And yeah, we got a Hood to Coast
team.
So
who's who out there?
Yeah. Where's the Isaac Rupp Hood to Coast?
You will never catch me dead running that race.
Oops, you almost had one there.
That's tough, running that race.
They used to run?
No. Oh, run, yeah, yeah.
You were a runner.
Yeah, I could run.
Yeah, you're a shirtless runner.
But it's boring.
No. Do you still run?
No.
When was the last time you went for a run?
I cut that from the budget. Can't afford it. I don't know.
Ballpark, 10 years?
49. Probably in my 30s. Hmm. Yeah, for a run.
Someone on the Vancouver Ford text line, when I said that the most boring thing in the world is middle distance Olympic run, and he said, shocker, offensive lineman doesn't like middle distance running.
Yeah.
Does anyone like, I'm being dead serious, can anyone get excited over a middle distance race?
More than I can about the long distance race.
I'm guessing middle distance racers.
That is true. Like you just, like if you're running like the 5 mile, whatever, like,
Olympic marathon, cool. I'm not tuning in. Let me know mile 26.
It's a valid point. I just find running in general as a spectator sport
not great.
It's hard for me to get on board. Sprints, yes. Like it's over in like 10 seconds. I get that. But just, oh. Like I just have to watch someone literally in a pack jog around the track like 16 times. And then I don't know. That just doesn't, it does absolutely nothing for me. None.
So here's somebody that's answering your question about why the airlines do it that way.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty simple answer. He says, so that they fill the planes up. It's all data. So it's like, hey, let's go to Salt Lake on this because there'll be a lot of people that want to go from Salt Lake to Portland.
Yeah.
Therefore, we'll fill the plane. You know?
You can get people to go get off the plane in Seattle, fill more people on to go to Salt Lake, get more people off there.
But I guess I'm saying is just whenever you search for a flight, there's always a handful of options down at the bottom that I contend no human being has ever bought. Ever.
Okay. Well,
and so I don't know why they
should put
you
in charge.
I just don't know why they just don't put those options. No one's buying those under any circumstances.
A New Jersey man is facing an animal cruelty charge after allegedly beheading a seagull that was stealing his daughter's French fries.
Hey, man, don't screw with French fries.
Damn. 29-year-old Franklin Ziegler of Cape May has been charged.
Oh, he goes by Frank.
Francis.
Police said officers responded to an animal cruelty incident at Maury's Piers on Boardwalk Avenue July 6th. Witnesses reported that Ziegler had decapitated the seagull with his bare hands.
Look, I'm not going to lie. That seems a bit extreme. Like, I get, like, it's your daughter's fries, but yeah. it does seem a bit extreme to rip the head
like,
off.
I mean, even if you're going to kick it, like, which I wouldn't endorse, but, like, you had to wrangle this thing.
I'm not going to lie. I'd kick it. Like,
and then rip the head off.
If I'm eating some fries and a seagull comes and tries to take them.
You can give that thing the boot.
I'm kicking a bird.
Well, aren't you just waving it away? Yeah.
Like a little shooing action.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shoo.
Yeah, because I guess. Birds are weenies. Yeah, I'm not standing up and I'm not roundhousing it or anything. That's
and
a
you're not
going to
get it if you do.
No.
It's going to fly. It's going to be like.
You're right. You're like,
yeah,
like,
good luck with that.
You bitch slap it. That's a backhand.
Yeah. You just kind of shoo it.
Yeah, you shoo it away.
I thought but that was universal.
You don't grab it.
He grabbed it and took its head off.
Rip it.
Was he on meth?
I don't know, man.
He's angry about fries.
But look, can I also say, should that really be an animal cruelty charge?
Well, you are ripping the head off a live animal.
I know, but it's a pigeon. We don't care about pigeons.
That's true. But I don't think.
No, it's a seagull.
It's a seagull. It's
I mean, where
difference.
Do you draw the line? Well, oh, that's right. Seagull, sorry.
I think we have telling you, we drew the line at seagull, crow, and pigeon. I'll tell you what, if this was
a blue jay,
now we're like, whoa, dude, hey.
Put that guy in prison.
Listen here, you son of a gun. But he did get the charge. Someone reported him. And that's the thing. It's one thing, like, you can wring its neck. You can't rip its head off.
Would you report somebody that you saw rip the head off of a seagull? Because I wouldn't.
Nah. I'd probably be like this. Jeez. Like,
whoa. you come and talk about it here the next day.
I'm out of here.
But can we take that down a notch or two?
They also said he was irate and uncooperative with officers.
Well, I mean, clearly, when you're ripping the head off something, I think irate probably comes into play.
I'm going to guess that it was not just about the seagull, and he had a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, they're saying it was actually an unrelated investigation. So that opens a whole can of worms.
Oh, so they just tacked this on?
Yeah, further investigation resulted in an additional charge of third-degree animal cruelty. He was also hit with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Yeah. My man's got some problems. We need to go to therapy and put mom on the back burner because we got some, you know, got some new issues that we need to dig into for
a while.
So
do you think that would be hard to rip the head off of a seagull?
Nah.
Apparently not.
Nah. I mean,
I kind of do.
Birds are really, really small, and they got the little.
But
I mean, they got hollow bones.
Seagulls aren't that small, and also, like, you still gotta like get the skin. I don't know. I mean, I think you could break its neck pretty easily, but removing the head from body, that seems hard.
That's weird.
I don't.
How does that happen?
And I don't want to find other. To be
just
fair,
pops right off.
Look.
Also, this bird couldn't fly away. Like when he tried to grab at it.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, somebody said they fault the bird for being caught.
There is an element to that.
I mean, the bird did not need to be caught. It had its wings.
I feel like if a bird gets
French fries, man.
I know. If a bird gets caught, I feel like you can fly, I can't fly. If I catch you,
you earned this.
You earned it. Yeah, I'm blaming the bird, but you know, I do have in my trash right now. It's not a seagull, but I do have a decent sized star jay. We could see how
put
easy
it to the test.
We could see how easy it is to rip the head off of that.
Get your gloves on, Sue.
You should do that. Could you do that? Like this is the hippie in me. I could not rip the head off of anything. Anything. Well, maybe buck, but
you think that'd be easy?
It is.
No.
It is disturbing to have to physically.
Yeah. Could you decapitate anything? I don't think I could do it.
But it is dead. I mean.
Well, I know, but you would.
It died of natural causes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Would you go home and do that?
No.
I mean, there's really no incentive to do it, so you're not going to do it.
Yeah. Radio content, that's incentive.
Radio content.
But, like,
could
I say I paid you a bunch of money.
Yeah, I could do it. I wouldn't want to. Well, I've told you the story about the cat in the rock, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most disturbing thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Your wife?
Yeah. We had my boxer, when I lived out in the country on acreage, he would catch things. He would chase rats, rodents, gophers, and there were a lot of cats out in the country. And he didn't know the difference. And he would bring them to the front door. And I didn't tell my wife that he would bring cats. and I would just throw the cat away in the trash. Or I would take it down to the mountain, like there was the big hill, and I would just throw it in the woods and be like, eh, it's someone else.
Nature will take care of it.
Nature will take care of it. And one day, Apollo brought a little cat, and he had broken its neck, but the cat was still alive. But it couldn't move, and the head was completely the other way, but it was meowing, and it broke my heart. I was like, oh, my God. So everyone's freaking out, and so I went, I got my gun, I was going to shoot it, and just, and my wife lost it on me. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do?
Probably the most humane thing you can do.
Right? I'm going to put a bullet in it, and she just was freaking out, and so I was like, okay, and then I was like, I'll just break its neck further, or I'll just grab the head and twist it and snap it.
Not better?
Not better. Lost it on me, screaming, and meanwhile, the cat is like... The cat's meowing, and it can't move, and my dog's still messing with it, and everyone's losing it. And so it was my wife's great plan to hit it with a rock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And I was like, how is that any better?
Not better than the gun.
I said, that's way worse. And she just was like, you are not shooting it. You're not breaking its neck. And so she settled on hitting it with
a
rock.
So crushing its skull was the best of the three.
That's what I said. So I went and found a big rock, like probably it's a 2-handed rock. And let me tell you something. It didn't kill the cat. And it made it so much worse. I was so pissed. I screamed. Now we're just yelling at each other. I'm cursing at her. She's cursing at me. And I'm like, you dumb son of blah, blah, blah. I just wanted, like, you do it. You know.
That's
rough. It was bad.
Did you shoot it?
No, I hit it with the rock like 2 more times.
Yeah.
And because I figured in that height.
That seems way more savage to
me. I figured in the heightened state, the worst thing I could do is go get a gun. And it was, when I tell
you. And your wife's dead.
Yeah. When I tell you that thing caused like a 3-month rift in my marriage. And to this day, that haunts me. That is the worst thing.
That
is the worst physical act I've ever had to do.
Who can do that?
Apparently me.
I couldn't have even done that.
Yeah, I had an issue. My dog just caught a rat once. And like, I don't care about rats, but the rat was still alive, also kind of paralyzed. Like, it was twitching, it was moving. I'm like, I'm going to have to kill this thing. And I was a teenager. I'm like, I don't know. So I called my dad at work. I'm like, what do I do with this thing? He's like, well, you can put it in a garbage bag and whack it against a tree. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. He's like, well, you can let it out of the bag, but then I guess if it starts moving again, you're going to have to catch it. Like, if you don't want to catch it, you're just going to have to bash it against that tree. And I'm like, all right. So twisted up the garbage bag and whacked it against the tree.
Terrible.
And that was the end of that.
Don't do it.
I don't really care about a rat, though.
I don't either as much, but I mean, even that didn't sit right. I'm like, the dog almost had it. Like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's a weird...
You can put it in a bag and just suffocate it.
Yeah.
Some people do that with, baby kittens that they don't
chew their way out.
The other one that I suggested in a very irrational argument between me and an angry Korean lady, I suggested that I drown it. I said, what if I got a bucket of water and I just put it in there?
That's also bad.
Well,
I just think shooting it...
Thank you.
Shooting it is by far the best...
Yes.
I mean, come on. It's quick. It's,
I said, I'll put it in a bag. I'll put it in the hole and just one shot and it's over and it's done with and then never know the difference.
I guess you could have thrown it in the woods like some of the dead ones. I mean.
Alive?
Nature would take care of it. You wouldn't have to.
That's true.
Like leaving a lamb for the slaughter.
I'm not kidding.
Is it that cruel to leave it? I mean, it's going to die, right? So is that really that?
Apparently, yes. I'm not kidding when I say that is what that is a top five fight.
Look at your Mets.
That I've had in 16 years of marriage again? Was over that stupid cat. Yes, my dominant
they won again.
New York Mets.
Jeff McNeil, man.
Dude, they can't be stopped. And someone's in says he hunts doves. Mm-hmm. And he does say that if the dove is not dead when you shoot it, you rip the head off. He said it is mercy, and he said the seagull's head would pop right off. So this is a guy that apparently, he rips the heads off doves. Which, by the way, is not okay because a dove is not a garbage bird.
Gonna go blow some ducks?
Doves are pretty close to pigeons, though.
Well, doves are peace animals. We release doves at weddings.
But
no one releases pigeons.
Pigeons are just doves in street clothes.
Exactly. Mm. Pigeons are white trash doves.
Yeah, doves are the dressed up pigeon.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently this dude is claiming that if you shoot a dove and it doesn't die, you...
Is there a lot of dove shooting going on?
You rip the head off.
Yeah, people but hunt.
Why rip the... I guess you just twist the head and then the head does pop.
It's like a weird bird to hunt, though.
Yeah, you just grab it and wring
it just
its neck
pops
and it
right
pops
off.
Right off. By the way, to the person saying if you wouldn't do it to a dog, you shouldn't do it to a cat, own both. I would have done the same thing to the dog. I would have shot the dog.
What they did to Old Yeller.
The correct answer
well,
to
why
the
is he saying that if you wouldn't do did you once say that you wouldn't do that to a dog?
No. I would 100%
think the person
the
is assuming
thing.
That he doesn't have feelings for cats the way you would for dogs, but
when that's... you live out in the country, unfortunately, I had to do this a handful of times like where you find a deer that has been run over and its legs are completely shattered and if you see it, that happened maybe I lived out in the country for 10 years. I'd say there was probably 6 or 7 times that I had to go get a gun, go out and shoot an animal that was, incapacitated. And that's what you do. And then you drag it off into the brush and, you leave it. But apparently, if your wife's there, that's not an answer. And so you better believe that no other time in my marriage did I let her know that anything was being shot. All that was done under the cover of darkness or she's not around.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.